Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. Just search 910, The Fan to take the radio show with you on the go. And tonight, it's a very special night in the sports world. If you're a basketball fan like myself, you get to see a lot of top prospects make their dreams a reality. And I'll be honest with you, this was a dream that I had until ninth grade when I was cut from the freshman basketball team. But I'll get to see a lot of young kids make their dream a reality tonight. And so I think that's kind of special. But also, there's a lot of highly talented prospects that I think could change the fortunes of a franchise. Specifically for me, I'm hoping the lucky team is the Washington Wizards. Tonight is round one of the 2025 NBA draft. And this is the first year that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has decided to move the draft and separate it into day one and day two, round one and round two. Wednesday, June 25th, round one. Thursday, June 26th, round two. Tonight, round one of the 2025 NBA draft, and here's why I am excited. 2023, you had the alien, Victor Wembanyama, one of the top prospects we've had internationally, maybe in 10 or 15 years. 7 foot, alien. And since he's coming to the league, he's been just that. Now, obviously, deep vein thrombosis forced him to sit out the second half of this season with the San Antonio Spurs. But they believe he's going to make a full recovery by the start of next season. And they've even made some moves to pair some pieces around him moving forward that they think they can actually become maybe a contender or at least a playoff team. So 2023, that was the star of the show, Victor Wembanyama. 2024, I cannot get over how much of a dud that draft class was. Zachary Richichet goes number one overall. Zachary Richichet goes number one overall. Who is Zachary Richichet? You probably are wondering right now because he played for the Atlanta Hawks. He did nothing, basically, for a lot of the season, and the Hawks didn't make the playoffs. Great number one overall pick. Number two was Alex Saar, who ended up going to the Washington Wizards. Alex Saar was okay, but the Wizards fans know their best draft pick was number 14 overall, Bob Carrington, who they got via a trade with the Portland Trail Blazers. So that's their future. Bob Carrington was their star that they believe in. Alex Saar is a prospect. He is a project. He is a, man, you hope it'll work. But there's a reason that that draft class in 2024 was considered such a low draft class. And I think most of the top five in 2025 would have gone number one overall the previous season. The other interesting thing to keep an eye on in my mind is Alex Saar was supposed to be a better prospect than Zachary Richichet, but did not visit Atlanta. And in fact, he refused to go work out with the Atlanta Hawks. And that's how he ended up in Washington. But the Rockets draft Reed Sheppard, number three, he didn't get to play that much because they ended up being a really good team, the two seed and the fourth overall pick, Stephen Castle of the San Antonio Spurs, ends up being your Kia NBA Rookie of the Year. So you see how the Spurs are really developing talent there in San Antonio. But most of the draft class didn't really get to do much their rookie season, except for you saw Bob Carrington get to play a lot for the Wizards because they were losing on purpose, tanking to try to get the top pick. And that brings us to the lottery, where Washington didn't get the number one, number two, or number three overall pick. They fell to number five. So tonight is the 2025 first round of the NBA draft, and it's already being talked about as one of the better draft classes of the last 5 years. Washington may actually benefit once again from a high prospect refusing to visit a team, just like last year. This is from a Sixers reporter online, Keith Pompey. He says, sources tell me the Washington Wizards hope ace Bailey's refusal to work out for teams during the pre-draft process will cause him to slide. A source said Washington benefited from the same approach last season with Alex Sarr. The French player refused to work out for the Atlanta Hawks, who had the first pick in the draft. The Wizards have been impressed by the 18-year-old Bailey for some time. This is the key part here. Sources say they're not concerned about his perceived poor shot selection this season at Rutgers. Some Washington executives had Bailey rated higher than number one expected pick Cooper Flagg in high school. I'm not alone. I'm not alone for this take. Vindicated. Vindicated. Today, Cooper Flagg is a better player. Right now, Cooper Flagg is a much more complete player than Ace Bailey. He will be better than him tomorrow, and he will continue to be the better player for probably the most of the two's rookie year. But I believe that Ace Bailey, with his skill set, and maybe more importantly, his athletic ability and shot making at a high level, has him as a prospect that I believe has a higher upside than Cooper Flagg. Flagg might be terrific. Honestly, this kid, he's going to be good, right? I just believe Bailey has a chance to be better in the long run. And I love Flagg, so I don't want to hate on Flagg, but I'd argue that Bailey has a chance to be better than him. I'd rather argue Bailey will be better than Johnson, Fears, Edgecombe, and the rest of the prospects going in the top 10. In my mind, he's the second best prospect, if not first, in my mind. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for the Washington Wizards, a franchise that has been down in the dumps for most of my life. We had a high point with Gilbert Arenas. We had a high point with John Wall and Bradley Beal. Both of the two never advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. This team has struggled more than any team in the Eastern Conference to make the playoffs on a consistent basis and have playoff success. In Gilbert's years, they were knocked out by LeBron James. It felt like in the John Wall, Bradley Beal years, they were knocked out by the Boston Celtics. They couldn't get over the hump. This is an opportunity here. This, to me, feels like a once-in-a-decade opportunity for the Washington Wizards to turn the fortunes of their franchise around. Not picking the safe pick, number three overall, Otto Porter, who's not in the league anymore, ended up getting paid and turned out to be a bust after that. This is a swing for the fences. But this is not a swing for the fences Jan Vesely, who I believe they actually selected about 8 to 10 years ago at number six overall, a European prospect. This is an American who went to Rutgers, and although he didn't have the best season at Rutgers as a team, the Big Ten is very difficult. There's a lot of talent there. It was five teams in the top 25 last year. He performed at a high level against very difficult opponents and a lot of times on the road in tough environments at Indiana, at Michigan. I mean, the Big Ten had really a lot of talent this year, and it showed in the NCAA tournament with a few teams making some noise. Maryland was really good this year. Bailey didn't have his best game against Maryland, but you're seeing he got to play against high-level competition at home and on the road, and this is a guy that, yeah, he had some nights where he struggled, hit 14 points, and it looked like he didn't have a care in the world defensively, and his shot was off offensively. And then the other games where he went off for 30, 39, and my favorite was the 37-point performance in which he took less than 15 dribbles to get 37 points. That is an NBA talent right there. That is Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. All of those guys emulated Michael Jordan's ability to create a shot, create space, and lift off and knock it down with under four dribbles. It's a couple power dribbles here, crossover, create the separation, lift up. And he is 6'8", 6'8". He was listed at 6'10 at Rutgers. Now he's listed at 6'8 after the NBA Combine. I think he's had his chance to even grow because he's still 18 years old. But I think this is one of the greatest prospects the Washington Wizards have had the opportunity to draft in a very long time. Yesterday, there was a trade in the NBA involving the Washington Wizards, and here's how that has changed things for Washington. Yesterday, Washington sent their current starting point guard, Jordan Poole, to the New Orleans Pelicans for C.J. McCollum. There are other assets of this trade that included Sadiq Bey going to New Orleans and Washington getting Kelly Olynyk. I'm not sure either of those guys will play for those teams. I kind of find it unlikely Kelly Olynyk will end up playing in Washington this season. Just like Marcus Smart, who's currently on the Wizards roster, I think they're going to end up moving him, sliding him, or you know, doing a buyout to get him on an opportunity on a team that will be a contender. I'm not sure those guys play for those teams. In my mind, this was just McCollum for Poole. And there is a chance that McCollum gets rerouted before the season begins, just like when Washington shook it up and traded Bradley Beal. They got Chris Paul in return from that trade. He ended up playing for the Wizards 0 games, 0 minutes, 0 seconds, because they rerouted him, I believe, to Golden State. So Washington's starting lineup next year, if they draft Ace Bailey, which I hope they will do, could include Bub Carrington as your team starting point guard. They opened up that point guard slot by trading Jordan Poole. C.J. McCollum's shooting guard, Bilal Coulibaly, who was drafted in the first round 2 years ago, small forward. He is your defensive specialist. I'm sliding in Ace Bailey as the starting power forward. That could be Chris Middleton, but I think by the end of the year, you want to give Bailey some time in the starting lineup, and then your center, Alex Saar. And then you're looking at 4 out of the 5 guys on the starting lineup are below 24 years old, and that's how the Oklahoma City Thunder built their team. If they draft Bailey, that's how I think the starting lineup will look for Washington, and that's something I think you can get behind. But my point of the trade is it has totally freed up Bub Carrington to be the point guard of the future. Give him the rock and let him shine. See how good he can grow into becoming after he had a very impressive rookie year, in which I think a lot of people don't realize he shot more than 50% from mid-range. Got a couple mid-range masters now on the roster, C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton. I think he'll continue to impress in terms of Bub Carrington growing into being a legit starting point guard in the NBA. And after the conclusion of the upcoming season, Washington will have their draft picks if they finish bottom 8. That's the other part of this element here, is that Washington, if they win 40 games with this roster, they lose their first-round draft pick to the New York Knicks. That can't happen. They kind of have to suck again. You have to get back into the tankathon, but I called it the ethical tank of, we're not going to win games, but damn right we're going to play all our young guys and get better and give them opportunities and give them experience. And at the end of next season, they'll have more than $100 million in cap space to go out and sign a star or make a trade or a sign-and-trade situation, because McCollum will be off the books just like so many other guys on this roster. That's why they made that move, because Poole was set to be paid for another year after that. I think it's simply moving the chairs around to free up more space sooner and get Poole, who's a bomb ball dominant and a shot-heavy guard, off the roster for Bub Carrington to get those opportunities. McCollum's a great veteran. I think he's a leader that will help others. And I think this front office wants to do right by him, and they'll move him eventually, if not before the start of this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Draft night tonight in the NBA. Who will go to Washington at number 6? Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Wizards. It's a big day tonight for Wizards fans. Tonight is the 2025 NBA Draft Round 1. And to be honest with you guys, this is the most I've been excited for an NBA draft in a while. You know, I told you 2023 was exciting for Victor Wembanyama, but that was about it. You knew he wasn't coming to Washington. 2024 just felt like a dud with all the prospects being Europeans. You know, I get it. That's where the league's going. None of them were all that exciting to me. Alexander Sarr, number two overall to Washington, had a decent season, but he wasn't Rookie of the Year. That was actually that went to San Antonio in Stephen Castle. So I'm excited for tonight. And yes, it's because I think Washington can completely change the fortunes of their franchise. But also, I love Cooper Flagg. Like, I don't want my love for Ace Bailey to hide the fact that I also think Cooper Flagg's going to be a star. I think there's two, if not three, maybe even four, legit all-NBA-type players drafted in round one tonight. Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey, there's a few other guys that I like that I would maybe take a shot on later in the draft. Yegor Demon's a guy I'll have my eye on. I'll even throw out Maryland's Derek Queen as well as an exciting prospect. But I love Cooper Flagg. I think that's going to be exciting. But also, I think there's already going to be a flurry of trades. We've seen a few already, some big trades, Houston, Boston. I expect to see more maybe tonight, but definitely before the start of the 2025-2026 regular season. So far we saw Kevin Durant sent to Houston. The Suns got Jalen Green and some picks. Immediately, I think Houston becomes a contender. When you have Kevin Durant, that becomes pretty obvious. But also, they finished at number two last year. I'm just wondering why they gave up their best young asset in Jalen Green to get an aging veteran in Durant who's now been on three teams in 4 years. It's a desperate move. It's a desperate move for a team that I thought was building the right way. Like I said on the show, if Washington's going to look at two franchises, they should look at the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets, first and second seed in the Western Conference. Now, Oklahoma ended up winning the title. A lot to do with the MVP SGA. Houston was upset in round one by the Golden State Warriors. Funny enough, that's Kevin Durant's old team. But they were building the right way. So that's why I think it's kind of weird to trade for Durant. I feel like it's a desperate move. So I don't get it. Because they were the two seed without Kevin Durant. And a lot of that was because of breakout star Jalen Green. So I question the move, but I have to admit, Houston is a contender with Durant, and they should be a top four seed once again. Boston sent Drew Holiday to the NBA death zone of Portland, to the Portland Trailblazers. Oh, no for Drew Holiday. Reports are the Holiday's upset. Of course he is. He wants to be a contender. He got his first taste of success in Milwaukee and then went to Boston and won another title. I mean, Drew Holiday has been a solid guard his entire career, and I do feel bad for him sent to Portland because it's not going to work out there. Not at all. In return, the Celtics got an exciting young scorer in Anthony Simons. The key is this is the first of, I think, many trades they will make. And perhaps we saw another one yesterday, sending Kristaps Porzingis away in a three-team trade. Now, he will go to Atlanta. Brooklyn will get Terrence Mann in a pick. Boston gets out of Kristaps Porzingis' contract. They may look to even move Jaylen Brown next, or Derek White. Because I kind of feel like the Celtics' plan now is to collect draft picks and young talent to build in 2027. It's going to be a rebuilding year, and then they'll build around the return of superstar Jason Tatum. He's going to miss the entire season. Same with Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers. So you ask, who are the contenders and which teams will continue to make moves before the start of the season? So the Oklahoma City Thunder, your NBA champions, they're going to continue to be contenders. I think they're set with that squad, that young nucleus of Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, and of course SGA and others. They're fine. They're contenders once again. Indiana, I'm expecting a big step back. No Halliburton. But I think the way they've designed that roster with some young talent off the bench, Obi Toppin they like, Benedict Mathurin, I don't think they're going to make a trade just because Halliburton's going to miss the season. I think they'll just grow through the year and try to grow as a team. They won't actually be contenders, though, I think, without Halliburton. Minnesota, contenders? But I wonder, do they make another trade in Karl-Anthony Towns? Do they move Rudy Gobert this year and fully build around Anthony Edwards? The Knicks, contenders? They're going to run it back? Same team, new coach. Who's the coach, though? Right, we're still waiting to find out. Lakers, contenders if Luka's skinny and LeBron's healthy. Even though I thought the Lakers were going to make some noise this year, and that was untrue. Bucks, this is the big question. I kind of feel like they're going to trade Giannis and start all the way over. Keep an eye on Milwaukee over the next few weeks. Nuggets, their GM just talked to the media about what it would take to trade Nikola Jokic. I don't think they make any trades. Will they be a contender again? Yes. Celtics, I think they're going to be a lottery team. Pistons, step forward, but not a contender. Step forward for the Magic. I could see the Magic swinging a trade. I would love to see maybe a Giannis on the move to Orlando, pairing him with Paolo Banchero. The Magic also, I think, need a better point guard. So maybe they try to get a veteran guy that can really run the offense. Heat, I expect a trade or two. So we've already named, I'm expecting a trade for maybe Minnesota. I'm expecting a trade for Milwaukee. I'm expecting a trade for the Magic. And I'm definitely expecting a trade for the Heat. The Heat culture doesn't just waste a season. They got rid of Jimmy Butler. They're ready to rebuild, make some moves, and get back into the playoffs once again next season. Rockets, contenders, they already made their trade. We'll see how it works out with Kevin Durant. Warriors, I'm expecting a trade. Bye-bye, Draymond Green. And now here's the other interesting thing. The Brooklyn Nets. This is why this draft tonight is so exciting. I feel like I've named half the league. Half the league is going to make moves tonight. Brooklyn has the number 8 overall pick, the number 19 overall pick, the number 22 overall pick, the number 26 overall pick, the number 27 overall pick. How much are 5 picks worth? 5 first-round draft picks in the NBA? We might find out tonight. I don't think Brooklyn's selecting 5 rookies. The NBA draft, where dreams become reality. It's going to be a ton of fun tonight. I cannot wait to find out who Washington selects at number 6. I've told you, I think it's going to be Ace Bailey. I actually think the steal of the draft is going to fall into their lap. I think that his agent has been making moves behind the scenes, talking to the front office of the Washington Wizards. This makes sense for him as a destination to be an alpha, to be the 1A, because that was Jordan Poole. He's now gone. CJ McCollum might get rerouted. He's a veteran leader who I think could take a step back for your Ace Bailey. But you go through the draft and you say, number one in the NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks. Don't get me started on how they got that number one overall pick, but you know what they're going to do with it? They're going to take Cooper Flagg. But I don't even think Ace Bailey would want to be selected number one because they already have Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. Number two, San Antonio, they got Victor Wembanyama. Philadelphia, Joel Embiid. Charlotte, LaMelo Ball, right? Utah, that's a different scenario. I don't think anybody wants to play in Utah right now. But I feel like that's the conversations we've heard about Ace Bailey. He wants to go to a place where he can be the number one option. And that's why I've heard reports look at him to go number 6 or number 7 to the New Orleans Pelicans, who just made that trade with Washington. Fox Sports discussed why Ace Bailey may actually have a higher ceiling than some of these other prospects who'll be drafted ahead of him.
While Cooper Flagg maybe has the higher floor, I think that Ace Bailey has the higher ceiling as a scorer. Wouldn't surprise me at all in a couple of years if Ace Bailey is averaging 25 to 30 points per game as a scorer, kind of like an Anthony Edwards. He is that talented offensively.
Look, you're not going to hear me complain about somebody comparing Ace Bailey to Anthony Edwards when I compared him yesterday to Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Brandon Ingram all rolled into one. I mean, I think he is that much of a high-level scorer offensively. You cannot teach what he does offensively. You can teach defense. And I think a lot of that is effort. And he had a few chase-down blocks last year at Rutgers, so it certainly is an opportunity where if you can lock him in defensively, I think he can grow into being a good rim protector with his 6'8", 6'9" body frame and this amazing athletic ability. He jumps out of the gym. I mean, that's why I like him more than Cooper Flagg. He jumps way higher than Cooper Flagg. Here's more ESPN discussing what's going on behind the scenes with Ace Bailey. Why is he slipping out of the top three?
I'm in a crotchety mood today, so I'm going to call this what it is. It's stupid, okay? Him and his advisors. And yep. I saw what was being leaked about Stardom.
Give me a break.
What that is just egomania. I hope it's the people above him who are stupidly advising him, or so it appears to me, and not him. And I hope he can separate himself from such stupid advice that he's going to come in and he's more worried about his own Stardom than becoming a good and then a great player and contributing to a team. Philadelphia is a team that with health could turn things around. You could be part of something.
Look, is he getting bad advice? Probably. Who else is getting bad advice? I would probably say 75% of college basketball student athletes, and maybe even more when you consider football. They're transferring left and right. They're taking the biggest bag of money rather than building a relationship with a coach and creating a legacy at a university. So is Ace Bailey getting bad advice from his agent? Yes. Has he been getting bad advice from his agent for probably multiple years? Yes. He shouldn't have been at Rutgers. Who the hell goes to Rutgers and then has a great NBA career? I mean, what are we doing here? Rutgers got him because they paid him millions of dollars, all right? And so, yeah, his agent is doing a lot of talking for him, and he might be a bit of a head case. I think he's going to be in a situation where the agent won't be involved after the draft. A lot of these, you know, these young kids, they look at some of these teams, for example, Utah, and they just simply don't want to play in Utah, right? And so we saw this last year. Zachary Richichet wasn't the top prospect. Alex Sarr refused to work out with the Atlanta Hawks, refused to visit Atlanta. He ended up number two to Washington. I think you're going to see a similar situation with Ace Bailey, who's refused to work out with the Philadelphia 76ers, probably because they have Joel Embiid, they have Paul George, they have the star power. He doesn't want to be a part of that. He wants to be the man, right? And he wants opportunity. How many young players do you see sit on the bench? Everybody was all so excited last year for Reed Sheppard. He sat the entire year on the number two team in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets. It's all about opportunity. And Ace Bailey, I think, feels he has the best opportunity in Washington. The NBA draft tonight, where dreams become a reality. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.